Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, nestled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the founder and president of the Covenant Fellowship of Ministries International, Dr. James Tan. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Pastor Joe Campbell. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, my husband, Pastor Ricky Baker.
Isn't that funny? That's my wife saying it now. It's Brooke Baker. I love hearing that voice.
Come on,
we love that. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Pastor. Isn't that the truth?
I didn't know if you recognized your voice.
I did recognize you. I recognize you in a room of a million people. Yep, I got it.
Come on.
We love it. But the joy of the Lord, Pastor, I feel like there is a lack of joy around the world. We are seeing turmoil,
but we need joy, don't we?
Yes,
we do. Joy of the Lord is our strength. And I've been praying that for Morningside and for the surrounding areas and our churches across the world. I mean, we need joy returned.
Amen.
And I tell you what, it seems like that the world gets so... or the church gets so caught up in all the world events and stuff like that, they lose their joy. It steals their joy.
That's right.
And I tell you, the Bible says the joy is our strength. And so we need to have the joy back.
Amen.
We're getting the joy back. It's time to smile again.
Yeah. Amen. What does a church look like when they're full of joy?
Oh, it changes everything. You know, revival brings joy.
That's right.
And you and I was talking about that Sunday, about getting revival back in the house of God. Because I tell you what, when revival comes, restoration comes. And when restoration comes, the joy comes back.
Amen.
You'll see people sitting around just laughing for no reason. I mean, there's a supernatural joy that's going to come back to the body of Christ. And whenever you have that supernatural joy, you can expect for miracles.
Yes.
A lot of people get so depressed that they can't even believe God for certain things, and it's because their joy's been stole. That's where the strength comes back. And I tell you what, it's coming to the house of God.
That's right. It is coming to the house of God.
Amen.
There is joy at the
time
PTL
to believe God for
Network.
The miracles.
Amen. That's right. We believe in miracles. We absolutely do. God's power is still abundant and still able to be used today, isn't it?
You know, and even in tough times, whenever I was growing up as a teenager, we were poor. And we would go to church, and sometimes it was just like, I mean, everything we had to put into the gas tank. Because we had a hay truck. I mean, we didn't have a car. We had a hay truck, and it took a lot of gas to get to the church. And we would go there, and we'd stay all day just because we knew that we had enough gas to get there and get home.
Wow.
So we'd stay all day and go and do the second service that night and drive back home that night. But I tell you what, the joy that we would have and the laughter, and we'd get out and play softball or eat. We usually had brown beans and cornbread. I mean, anybody like brown beans and cornbread? You know, I mean, it was kind of a poor man's lunch. But I tell you this, the joy was there in the church.
Yes.
And whenever people got sick, we didn't call the doctors. We just prayed for them. We laid hands on them and prayed, and we believed God for a miracle.
Amen.
And people didn't run to the doctor every time their nose ran or something happened.
Amen.
I mean, it was just you trusted God.
Yeah.
Amen.
And,
that's right.
And
it's time to trust God again, isn't it?
Yes, and I love this. I'm like, I love joy. I know that the Lord spoke to me one day, and he said, Maricela, you know, there's so many people, and I would encourage you, ask the Lord, God, what is the gift that you've given me, God? For some, it may be prophecy. For some, it may be healing the sick. For some, it may be that they are the caregivers and their helpers with the Holy Spirit. But I remember the Lord, when I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what is the gift that you gave me, Holy Spirit? And the word that he gave me was joy. And that was at a very young age in my life. And I remember thinking the Holy Spirit saying, protect your joy.
Yes.
And when there's a time in my life that I started to see the joy leaving me, I knew that was a sign to me that the enemy, that I was under attack, and that I had to refuse and stop and open my eyes and say, the enemy does not have the power to steal my joy. And so I wanted to speak to someone who's watching today. As Ricky opened and he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I believe that during this season and this time that we're living in, you know, it's so important that as believers, we allow the fruit of the Spirit. That Jesus says that they will know you by your fruits. They will know you with how you live your life. And so I want to encourage you today, if you've been a place, because there is times where the enemy does come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he attacks that joy. He robs you and takes it from you. But I want to encourage you today, whatever circumstance you're going through, Ricky, the word that the Lord gave me today for someone who's watching, and it's one of my mom, I remember growing up, she always said this scripture to us, And it's Romans 8:28. This is a promise from the Lord. For we know that all things, that's not some things. The Lord used the word all. Mm. He said all. That means everything. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so I want to encourage you today, renew your strength by inviting joy back into your life.
Amen.
If the enemy has tried to come to kill, steal, and destroy that joy, you can take it back. You Amen. Have the authority with the Holy Spirit to take it back, to claim it, to bring it back into your home. And we want to encourage you today that all things work together. So whatever circumstance you're dealing with, God is on your side. He's already won. He is the victor. And so have faith in knowing that God will see you through this.
Amen. God will. That's a good word. God will see you through. He's faithful to make sure that his children are taken care of. You know, we're fighting a battle of spiritual warfare, Pastor. Right. We really are. It's all around us. You know, there was a time in my Army career, I remember this so vividly. I was sitting with my parachute strapped to my back, and I'm sitting in the plane, and we're about to get ready to jump. And I remember thinking, oh, this is real. Like, you know what I mean? This is the real, I'm about to jump out of this plane. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me. He said, but the spiritual battle is more real.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, that's a good reminder. You know, I still had my fears of jumping out of the plane, but I made it to the ground safely. But you know what, Pastor, it's so true. The spiritual battle is more real even than the physical battle that we face every day. Our persecutions are real. Yes. Our tribulations are real. Our physical afflictions, yes, they are real. Yes, they do hinder, they hurt. Mm-hmm. But Pastor, this spiritual battle that is being waged in the heavenlies is more real than we can even imagine.
And we need to remember that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And the things that God is wanting to do is take us past the natural into the supernatural. When we start looking into the supernatural, you said all things work together for the good. We got to start looking for the good. What is God doing?
Yes.
Why is God allowing, you know, this to happen? And what's the purpose of it? And the truth is, we may not even know at the time, but down the road, we will know. And the main thing is we got to keep our face to the wind of the Lord, of what God the Holy Spirit's doing, and just stay face with what we're doing. Don't quit. I'm telling you, that's right.
You know,
people get discouraged and they want to quit, or they want to shift gears, or we'll go a different direction. You stay the course.
Yes.
And I tell you what, when the dust settles, you stand and you look around, you're the only one standing. You're like, wow, this was incredible. And God saw you through it.
Yes.
And it builds your faith. It causes you to understand that God was in it from the very beginning.
Amen.
And he took you through the fire. But man, I tell you what, you come out and you don't even smell like smoke.
Amen.
That's right.
It's good.
I'm going to get that made on a plaque. Said, don't quit, Pastor Joe.
That's
Campbell.
It. Don't
Come
quit.
On. That's right. You know, we've gone through the fire. We've seen tribulation, especially here at our ministry. You know, we've been attacked from every angle for preaching the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we will never back down from it, friend.
Amen.
The gospel is still true. It is still accurate. It is still the infallible word of God, and we still stand by the principles of the word of God, friend. We don't have an opinion up here unless it aligns with the word of God. We will continue to focus our, like you said, put our nose to what God is doing, the direction. Our moral compass must be aligned directly with him. If it's not aligned directly with him, then friend, I'll tell you, your moral compass is off. You must be aligned directly with the word of God. That's what the PTL Television Network stands for. Yes. And we want to thank you for standing with us as we stand against the culture. The culture is canceling those who believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is canceling those who preach the fullness, saying, hey, there's only one way to heaven, friend, that is Jesus Christ. It is a cancel culture, but you know what? We have the most faithful partners who have stood with us and stood and saw us through all of this. We want to say thank you for standing with your friend, Pastor Jim Baker, and for standing with us as a ministry here at the Jim Baker Family Show and the PTL Television Network. It's the reason we get to bring the guests we do and let them share the information they get to share. You know, we had one guest, Pastor, and they sat in the seat you're sitting in, and they talked to us right afterwards, and they said, you know what? I love coming here because this is the only Christian network that I have been on where they don't tell me what I can and cannot say.
Wow.
And I said, well, you mean like network in general? And he goes, no, brother, I'm talking about Christian Television Network.
Wow.
And we love our brothers and sisters in the other Christian arenas, but we are proud to say we're going to let the person say their piece, their information, and let you, the believer, dissect it. Let you, the believer, pray, hey, Holy Spirit, is this sitting right in my spirit like the Bereans did in the Acts? We love to see that, friend. Yep. We want to bring you the rawness. You know, we have a guest today, Pastor, who is amazing. Based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have Dr. James Tan. He's the founder and the president of Covenant Fellowship of Ministries International. He is a visionary, a leader. He's declaring the goodness of God to a new generation of believers. Dr. James Tan is associated with several ministries around the world. And Dr. Tan, like I said, is based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Amen.
Dr. Tan, we want to thank you for being on with us.
Listen, I was sitting back here listening to the three of you go, and I thought, wow, that's what happens when you have three preachers up on the show all at the same time.
Amen. Dr. James, since the last time you've been on our broadcast with us, what has been happening in your personal life as well as your ministry?
God has sent me, I think, that there are foundations in America that need to be relaid.
Amen.
Yes.
Because I think the enemy has done its best to tear down and destroy so much of what America has been built on. And I'm talking about scriptural principles. There is a generation rising up now on the earth that is hungry for the real and hungry for the true and hungry for the things of God.
Yes.
And a fluffy, feel good, sound good, touchy feely message just won't do it anymore. There has to be reality in our presentation of the things of God.
Amen.
Yeah. And that has to be reestablished in this land and in this time for this generation.
Amen. That's right. So James, what are some of the things that God has been speaking to you about?
Well, you all, and this had to be the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because you all were already talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit brings joy. Let me bring us in on this just a little bit. Something that the Lord had shown me and shown me strong, how the Spirit of God really ties in to the times that you and I live in. Now, we just not too long ago celebrated Pentecost Sunday, all of us did. And undoubtedly, one of the passages most pastors across the land would have preached from would be Acts chapter 2. And I'm gonna quote this and read this. I want you to see something that the Lord showed me about the times that we live in. So on the day of Pentecost, Peter gets up by the inspiration and the leading of the Spirit, and he begins to quote the prophet Joel. Don't you love that you and I live in a time where the New Testament and the Old Testament are coming together? That's a side. That's something on the side. I'm not going to talk about that, but it's so good to know that the old and the new are coming together in this time and season that you and I live in. Now, quoting the prophet Joel, Peter there. So in verse 17, he says it this way, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh." Notice this, that the pouring out of the Spirit on all flesh is, for lack of a better term, is timed, is released by the season, by the last days that you and I live in. Can I encourage every one of the viewers? Can I encourage me? Can I encourage us again? That the season that God has placed us in, ordained for us to live in, requires a stronger double dose of the Holy Spirit on your life and on mine.
Come on, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's a good word. A double dose, Pastor. That's what we need,
like,
isn't it?
A double portion.
Amen. A double portion. That's right. James, you are a man of God. We want to thank you for always being willing to bring the word of God in its fullness, brother. You are an amazing man.
And can I just say this again?
Please.
Ricky Baker, I tell you, every time I hear you speak, I hear an evangelist calling out for lost souls.
Come on. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Every single time.
Amen. Well, praise God.
I love it.
You know, James, since the last time you've been here, there's been some things around the world that has happened, and it has been shocking to the body of Christ and, you know, even to our Jewish friends in Israel. Israel was attacked on October 7th. Now, do you believe that there is a significant prophetic utterance with this attack?
Yes, I for sure do, because I think, as we've said so many times, and as Pastor Jim, I remember him saying, we are the generation that literally have all the prophetic characters on the scene now. You've got Iran. Of course, Iran just did what they just did a couple of weeks ago in terms of launching an attack on Israel. You've got Russia in place. You've got China in place. You've got North Korea in place. You've got Turkey in place. And all of the main characters are now on the scene. Where it's going to lead to is it is going to lead to a pressure on Israel. to give up land. Or in other words, to give up Israel's potential and possibility of defending itself. You and I live in some very exciting prophetic times. And it is vital that the church and America not give up its support for the land and the people of Israel.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
You know, we're seeing a historic rise in anti-Semitic protests happening nationwide, but especially American universities. Is it important to remember that this is not just a physical war, but a spiritual war also?
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. I cannot tell you the number of times when wherever I'm casually scrolling through the news channels, whenever I'm home, which isn't much, for me to see what's happening in so many college campuses across this land, the chants that are going on, the demonstrations that are going on, the marching that's going on. I don't think we have a full grasp of the spiritual implication of what is happening in turning the tide of society, the tide of culture against Israel. You know, I'd like to point out, before World War II, Britain and the UK were the chief sponsors and protectors of Israel. And they were the number one world power. But come World War II, they backed off their support of Israel. They backed off their sponsorship of Israel. They backed off their protection of Israel. And look what happened to them. They slid off, in that sense, the world scene. And if you're watching from the UK, I don't mean anything mean by that. I simply mean that there are other nations that have risen up and taken that top, quote-unquote, economic spot. God has a way of promoting those who will choose to align with his purpose. And his purpose in this day, one of his main purposes in this day, is the protection and the perseverance.
Amen.
Of Israel the land.
That's right.
Amen. That's exactly absolutely right. You know, Dr. James, has this war exposed a heart condition? You know, we saw that from the Final Hour podcast you're talking about. But let's talk about this heart condition that it's exposed.
Who would have thought that in our day and our age, a war halfway around, well, it wasn't even really a war. It isn't really a war when you have a nation seeking to defend itself.
Right.
So again, Israel was not, are not, and really have never been the aggressors in any conflict. They have been the defenders. Who would have thought that an outpouring like that would happen in this land over a group of people who want to defend themselves? Now, think about this, and I've always said this. I don't have to be a Bible believer to believe in Israel. Here's why. All you need to do is look at the map and look at the countries that surround Israel. And you'll pretty soon work it out that Israel is the only working democracy in that region. Now, again, I'm going to pretend like I'm talking like a non-believer, like I'm not a believer, don't believe in the Bible, don't believe in Bible prophecy, nothing. I just have to believe in world markets, and I just have to believe in democracy. If I were just looking at the map, I'll see that Israel is the only working democracy in that whole region. And if Israel falls, well, the alternative is being played out. The alternative society, the alternative financial markets, the alternative economies. You can see what's happening in all those other surrounding countries. That's what's going to happen.
That's right. We see that. You know, I think it was William Koenig. He wrote a book called Eye to Eye.
Yes.
Is that William Koenig? I just want to make sure I say it. You know, Pastor, he is talking directly about how there's a direct correlation to attacking the nation of Israel and then an attack being brought upon or a issue being brought upon your nation. Well, it's just a few weeks ago, we see that the president of Iran decrees and says, you know what, we are going to send out the first time in a very long time, not a proxy to attack Israel. We are going to attack Israel ourselves. And we just saw a few days ago that the Iranian president died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
I'm just saying there is something to be said when you are messing with God's nation,
amen,
Israel.
Absolutely.
William, you know, that William Koenig wrote that book, Eye to Eye, and it is telling to say all the direct correlations to a country saying, hey, you know what, we are going to either not stand with Israel or attack Israel, and something happening back on their homeland. Friends, that is why we as Americans need to continue to stand with Israel. We have seen direct correlation over and over again. Now, Dr. James, do you believe that as Americans, we should be standing with Israel?
Oh, with all, as believers, we should be standing with Israel.
Yes.
Amen.
As believers all across this land, if you're a believer, you need to be standing with Israel.
Amen.
That's right. And like I said, now, if you are not a believer, then there are economic benefits for standing with Israel. But as a believer, there is the spiritual dimension that we have to understand that falls on us as we stand with Israel. Oh, listen, what a blessing it is that God is faithful to Israel. And I always say it this way: if God were unfaithful to Israel, you and I as the church, we have reason to be concerned, because if he's unfaithful to Israel, who's next? The church is. But no, look at how faithful God is. Ooh, look at how faithful God is to Israel for all of their strayings from him all throughout history, and he's still faithful to them. This is how faithful our God is.
Amen.
He will not quit us.
Amen.
Because he did not quit them.
Amen.
All things work together for the good.
We have a CBN News report. It's Greg Laurie talking about how Christians should support Israel. I want you to watch this, Doctor, and I want to get your opinion on it.
The Jewish people are God's chosen people, always have been, always will be. Also, there's a promise given in the book of Genesis where God says to Abraham and his descendants, the Jewish people, I'll bless those that bless you. I'll curse those that curse you. I think one of the reasons, John, God has blessed America is because we have stood as a faithful ally by the nation Israel, and we should continue to do so. It's in our best interest, not to mention the fact that they're the only real democracy there in the Middle East. But listen, God gave to them the land. You know, there's sort of a narrative out there right now. People are saying that, you know, they're colonizers. Actually, the Jewish people are indigenous to the land. This is their land that God gave them. Israel's not trying to conquer anybody. They want to live at peace. The fact is, though they've been attacked on multiple occasions since they became a nation in 1948, they've given land back, even though they could have kept it.
Right.
They just want to live at peace and raise their families. And on October 7th, when they were attacked and over 1,000 Israelis were butchered and slaughtered and murdered, and unspeakable things were done, and then they predictably retaliated, just like America retaliated after we were attacked at Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
Dr. Yes. James, what do you think about what you just watched?
I agree with everything that was said. Because, see, now, let me clarify this for everyone who's watching in. When we say we support Israel, this does not mean you have to support everything that the politicians in Israel decide to do. What we mean when we say we support Israel is that we support Israel's right to exist, Israel's right to defend itself, Israel's right to protect its own borders. Why? Because that's where God's covenant with the land and with the people is. And I thought it was important to say that, because sometimes when we say we support Israel, I've had people ask me, well, do you know what the government stands there, does there, or what they do and do not allow when it comes to Christians? That's a separate conversation. The support of Israel means that we believe in what God has promised Israel, that the land belongs to Israel, and therefore, because the land belongs to them, they have a right to protect, to exist, to be free where God has given them land to be free in.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, with everything happening right now, the question is, what can we expect in the Middle East?
Oh, we can expect chaos and mercy and miracles all at the same time. I think it's clear that the word teaches us that in the season that we live in, the enemies of Israel, just like the enemies of the church, are being emboldened. In fact, many times they are the same enemies, spiritual and natural. But they are being emboldened in the natural and emboldened in the spirit to rise up against Israel and the church. And more than ever before, this is a season. And this is a time where you and I, as believers, need to draw on and lean on and yield to the Holy Spirit for our every day.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Because that's, right. That's where power comes from.
That's Amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is where our power comes from,
Amen.
Isn't it, Pastor?
Amen. You know, I was just reading over here in Matthew 24, where Jesus said, "Take heed that nobody will deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and will deceive many." You'll hear wars, rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. Amen. Now, he's talking to the body of
That's
Christ.
Right.
See that we're not troubled. For all these things must happen, but then the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and we're seeing that. Famine, earthquakes, epidemics in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. But I'm telling you what, we're living in that day and time.
That's right.
And we're seeing it happen. But we don't need to be troubled. We need to understand
this
is a Bible prophecy happening in our back door right
now. That's
right. And we need to stand with Israel.
Amen.
That's right.
And I love what you had the other day. You had that T-shirt.
I support Israel.
I support Israel. And you said that lady said that you support genocide. You said, no, I support God's people.
Amen.
I love that.
That's right.
I was like, yes,
I'm bold. I'll wear it anywhere I can. But that's what the PTL Television Network stands for. We are here standing to make sure that you have the information for the times we are living in. We bring the prophets known and unknown. We're bringing doctors who are subject matter experts on this network. And it's why we do this. It's why we have a 24-hour network, which we are constantly attempting to expand and get to more ears. Why? Because we believe we are watchmen on the wall for the times that we are living in. It's your support that allows us to continue to broadcast the PTL Television Network around the world. And we want to say thank you for continuing to support us. Dr. James Tan, I know you are a supporter of the PTL Television Network. We want to say thank you for standing with us through everything. Thank you for standing with the PTL Television Network.
Amen.
Can I say something to all of the partners of the PTL Network? You have to understand how vital the message that this network, that Pastor Jim Baker, Pastor Lori Baker, all the Bakers, Pastor Joe Campbell, all of them, you have to understand how vital this message is for the season we're in. Your giving, your support, and your pledging, any help that you give them, goes a long way because it goes into God's way of proclaiming everything that has to be said in this time and in this season. And so for everyone who is a giver and a who helps the PTL Network in any way, the Jim Baker Show in any way, you have to understand that there is a heavenly reward for ensuring that the voice of the prophets rings loud on the earth realm.
Amen. That's right. We need support. That's right. We need your support.
I love Dr. James Tan, and it's great to have you back. You're a great friend to our ministry, our family. But you know, what you're speaking into is really a vision that Pastor Jim had. And I remember sitting in his office, and this was in 2020 when Pastor Jim said, he brought the staff together and he said, this is the year. And he was so strong. And he said, this is the year. He's like, God has spoken to me. He woke me up and said that 2020 would be the year where the Voice of the Prophets Network would be launched.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, Dad, what does that mean? He's a pioneer. He's pioneered networks before. But for many of us sitting in that room, we truly did not understand the vast reality of what we were getting ready to walk into. But I remember in that moment, we all just collectively, we came together and we said, Lord, we say yes. We say yes Amen. To you, God, whatever that looks like, whatever this path may look like, whatever road we may have to go through, whatever difficulties we may have to endure to allow the voice of the prophets to be heard. We say yes, God. And that's what I want to encourage every partner. As we've said, listen, as you have allowed this ministry, the thing that our dad has always ingrained in us, he said, it's not about us. It's not about us. He's like, it's about God using this ministry to give a platform to the prophets. And as Ricky, you said, and he mentioned to us, he's like, it's the known, but there's many unknown prophets that need to be given a platform to sound the alarm, to blow the shofar,
Amen.
To help the church understand the times that we're living in. And it is an honor that we get to do this, that we get to be used by God. But I want to encourage you, all of our monthly partners, you give every month. you say, count me in. You've been a part of helping this ministry rebuild.
That's right.
Even for 4 years, we've been rebuilding from the attacks of the enemy. But I want to say, listen, we are standing. We're mm-hmm. still here by the Amen. Grace of God, by his power. This ministry continues to bring the voice of the prophets into your home. And that is a mandate that our family carries. That's our vision from our dad and our ministry. And so we want to thank you.
Amen.
But if you're sitting
Amen.
There watching, you know, I encourage you, this isn't about an individual. This is about a collective place where the body of Christ has to have a platform that is uncensored,
That's right.
that is willing to allow the prophets to come on here and not censor them and not tell them that they can't speak about certain topics. God is going to move and God is going to have his way in these last of the last days.
Amen.
And we want to be a part of that. So I just urge you, if you feel led to join us in this, we're all a part of this together.
Amen.
We're all a part of what God's doing. You can become a monthly partner. Some may be able to give $10 a month, even $5 a month. Many give $30 a month. Some might be able to do $50 or $100, whatever it is that the Lord is speaking to you. But you are a part of something greater than any of us, even on this stage, any of us will ever understand the vastness of what God is doing here on this earth. So we want to thank you for being a part of our monthly giving. You can call our toll-free number. That's 1-888-988-1588 and say, I want to be a part of the monthly club here at the PTN Television
yes.
Network.
That's right.
And amen. You know, can I tap on to
yes,
that?
Please.
That 2024, God will restore in 24. That's been
yes,
the prophet's
yes.
word. All.
Amen.
And the Bible says you believe the prophet, you'll prosper.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Whenever people become a partner with this ministry, they're partnering with all those people that are giving those words, that voice of the prophet, and they're
yes.
saying, I want to be a part of that. And they'll receive a prophet's reward
Amen.
For what they're doing. Because I'm telling you what, when you give, I mean, we bring in missionaries, we support those
yes.
missionaries.
Yes.
That reward that they're going to have in heaven, there's going to be a great reward
Amen.
For winning souls
Thank
and changing
you,
lives. And that would be
yes.
contributed back to the people that paid the way. We can't go, but we can pay the way to make sure
That's
that
right.
they do get
yes.
to go.
That's
and
right.
so we will receive a reward for that. Well, the same thing with the partners here.
Yes.
I mean, we're taking this broadcast all over the world.
That's right.
And I tell you what, it blows your mind how a little bitty town in Blue Eye, Missouri
That's right.
could be taking a broadcast and going all over, touching parts of the world
yes.
that we'll never even see.
Amen.
But we get to share in the rewards of the souls and the lives that will be changed
yes.
because of what these prophets are saying. And I tell you what, Dr. James, I love you, brother.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
That's why we get to bring people like Dr. James Tan. Now, doctor, you said this in 2021. You said with all that's happening, you know, the things that we see, natural disasters, one scriptural way to look at this is that things are not falling apart, but they're actually falling into place. Now, are the shakings we're seeing still causing everything to fall into place, but just on a greater scale? You said that New Year's Eve 2021.
Mm. Amen.
As I remember saying that, and as far as God is concerned, yes.
Amen.
Let me contextualize this with PTL Network and the Jim Baker Show. The number one thing that the enemy does to fight prophets is to cut off their voice. Because the purpose of a prophet is to be a voice of God on the earth. So if a prophet have no voice on the earth, that anointing, that call on him, cannot bring to manifestation in the earth realm what God intends to be birthed from the heavenly realm. In many ways, that's why the enemy shakes the PTL Network and the Jim Baker Show the way it does. It's trying to stop the voice of the prophets. And again, what Pastor Joe said, I love you, brother. I love you, Pastor Joe. What he said about the prophet's role, that's exactly right. Because in giving and in seeding and in partnering with, you release the voice of the prophet. And in releasing the voice of the prophet, you get the prophet's reward, which is manifestation. Now, while the enemy looks like he's trying to shake everything down and shake everything off and shake everything apart, God's actually settling this and causing those who have an ear for the prophet's voice to come forth and stand with the prophet's voice.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. So yes, I firmly believe that things are not falling apart. They are falling
yes.
in place.
Amen.
And that includes those of you that give on a regular basis to the Jim Baker Show and the PTL Network, because you are a part of what is falling in place.
Amen.
So that the voice of the prophets can have a free roam on the
Amen.
Earth.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
You know, Dr. James, you said on a recent podcast that what we're going through is not going to get better. The light will get brighter as it gets darker, but not only is sin on the earth, but it's in the earth. Can you talk about that? This is from a podcast you did called The Final Hour Podcast.
Yes, The Final Hour Podcast is a podcast that I do with my friend a lot. And, you know, it's just such great fun. I have such great fun with them when I'm on the Final Hour Podcast. You all want to check that out whenever you can. See, the earth will not have peace until the Prince of Peace rule and reign on the earth. Now, like with the first arrival of Jesus, prophets were on the scene to decree and declare, there's one coming, there's a Messiah coming. And then Jesus showed up. It makes scriptural sense that there be prophets raised up in this generation and in this season who will declare the things of the Lord. Why? So that the word can be made flesh. Oh, don't you love that? Don't you love that you and I live in a season where God is seeking for the word to be made flesh on this earth realm?
Amen.
And the way he does that, well, what do you do with words? Words have to be spoken. That's where prophets come in.
Yep.
That's what we were saying. And that's why we have the voice of the Prophets Network, because we truly believe in that word. You know, how is God moving on the earth today? Because we've seen it on college campuses nationwide. We've seen some turmoil on college campuses, but we are also seeing a mighty move of God. So can you tell us, how's God moving?
I think we are seeing a contrast between light and darkness, and the light's getting brighter and the darkness is getting darker. And I think the day is on us where we will no longer be able to see gray and not know the difference. I think the day is on us now where decisions have to be made. We have to be firm in what we know is good and what we know is not good. We have to be firm in what we know is life and what we know is not life. I think the day is on us by the help of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us where we can no longer sit on a fence, any fence.
Amen. That's right. You know, is the moving of the Holy Spirit a sign of the end times in the church? Are we seeing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit right now?
Yes. You just talked about the college campuses not too long ago, Asbury, the Asbury Revival, and all these different others where there just seems to be almost a spontaneous outpouring and people suddenly having a visitation from the Lord and wanting a relationship with him. All of those are signs that we in the church must equally be aware of. So we shouldn't just be aware of Israel. We shouldn't just be aware of earthquakes and wars and all that others. We should also be aware of the moving of the Spirit. And how else can you explain that on college campuses, not only are you seeing outbursts of people getting born again and getting baptized and getting filled with the Spirit, but at the same time, you're seeing demonstrations against the things of God. See, there are forces from heaven and forces of the enemy trying to move within this generation. And you and I have the privilege of seeing the hand of God at work and responding to an invitation to move with and for the things of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You know, there's a amen. And there's a revival breaking out in our prisons.
Yes. Hmm.
Now, you think about that. I mean, these people are prisoners, and there is a great revival breaking out in prison. People are getting saved left and right, getting called into the ministry and chosen by God, and they had that calling even before they went to prison, but it's being revealed, and they're opening their eyes, and they're surrendering their heart, and God is using our prisons. And do you realize how many people in America are in behind lockup or bars?
I don't.
I mean, it's crazy how many people are there. And the one of the greatest revivals right now is in the prisons.
Wow. Praise God.
We're seeing that around. Like you said, there's a stark contrast. There has to come a point as a believer, like Dr. James Tan said so eloquently, where we must draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? This is good and this is evil. Because, Pastor, what they're trying to do is they're trying to mesh the two to say, hey, there's no good, there is no evil, there is just life, you know, life plainly. But no, there is a stark difference between the light and the darkness. There is a stark difference between good and evil.
Yes. And I believe there's going to be a revival on the campuses of these colleges because, you know, where sin abounds,
Much more,
yes. Grace, much more grace abounds. And amen. I believe that God's getting ready to shake our colleges.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I was in Bible college back in the day, and whenever we had revival hit our campus, we couldn't even go to class. In fact, a lot of the students didn't even get up from the chapel. They'd go to the bathroom, come back, and get in the altar. And we would stay there for days and days and days on our faces before God. And there was a revival that hit that campus that was just incredible. And I'm looking forward to that again.
Yeah. Amen. We're about to see it. Dr. James Chan, I believe you are a crucial part of that as well. If somebody's watching right now and they're seeing you speak and they're saying, hey, you know, I'd like to have Dr. James Chan come to my church, minister to my community, minister to my people in my area, how would they get a hold of you? How would they do that?
Reach out to me on social media. You can look for me and find me. It's easy on social media. My handle is I am just James. It's as simple as you can get. I am just James. Look for that all over. We would love to come and bring a touch of the Spirit of God to right where you are, small communities and big communities. Yeah. I believe this land and this generation is ripe for the things of God.
Amen.
Well, yeah, absolutely believe it. So I am just James. You can go on all your social medias, look him up, and if you want him to come to your church, that is the best way to get a hold of you. Right, right, doctor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. You know, I truly believe we're living in the end times. There's no doubt about it at this point. I mean, it's hard to open up the Bible and watch the news and walk outside and live your day-to-day life without realizing, oh, man, we are truly living in the end of the end times. Now, what is the role that all believers have in God's end-time plan, Dr. James?
Boy, I tell you what, that is a loaded question, my brother. On one hand, we are an army. On one hand, we are a bride. On one hand, we are the body of Christ. And it really, you have to understand that there is a multifaceted function of us, the believers, that can only be manifest on the earth realm through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, on one hand, we represent God on the earth as the body of Christ. On the other hand, we maintain a relationship with God as the bride of Christ. But on the other hand, and here's the part that I think we have to understand, we are also God's stamp of disapproval on what the enemy wants to do on the earth realm. That's that spiritual warfare part that you all were talking about early on. You see, we have to stand so against that what the enemy wants that, again, that it ought to be clear. It ought to be clear. Can I tell you something? It bugs me when I see believers who live such worldly lives that there's hardly any way you could know they were believers except for the great big Bible they carry and maybe the great big Christian jewelry that they wear around them. No, listen, people ought to know you are a believer by your lifestyle.
Amen.
That's right. We must live a life that bears fruit, Pastor.
Yes. And you know, it isn't just being a vocal to people, it's prayer.
Yeah. Mm.
I tell you, we got to get back to prayer. We got to get back on our faces before God because one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. I tell you what, you're mighty to God to the pulling down of strongholds if you just get a hold of God and pray. And when you see something on TV or something in news media and you don't agree with it, it's time to take it before God. And I'm going to tell you what, God can dismiss it. He can cause confusion in the enemy's camp. He can turn things around overnight. And we see God move in this last day because God wants to do a mighty work.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for the voice of the people. And you have the voice and you need to pray and you need to seek God and you need to be the mouthpiece of God and speak and talk and do the things that God tells you to do. But it goes back to prayer. We got to get back into prayer.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
It's time to say yes to the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
You know, Dr. James, I believe that there is somebody watching right now who is in a state of oppression and depression. You have a word from the Lord for them and you have a prayer to pray over their life right now as they're watching this broadcast.
The power of the Spirit that Jesus promised us in Acts 1 and verse 8 is not just so we can be witnesses for him, but it's also so you can live free so that you can be a witness for him. So the same power that we're talking about that's moving around the earth can also move in your life and in your physical being and in your mind and in your finances and in your relationships and every part of your life. You can have the flow and the power of the Spirit to have you set free so that you can be everything that God intends for you to be.
Amen. God.
Yes.
Praise God. That's right. That's a word for you watching right now, friend. There is freedom for you through Christ Jesus. Now, Dr. James, I want to ask you this question. Why is the church not supposed to just wait for heaven? You know, we see a lot of this, Pastor Joe, where we see people say, I'm just waiting for heaven. I'm just occupying until just, he comes. But Dr. James, that's not the right answer, is it? We're not supposed to just sit and wait for heaven.
No, no, no. Again, why would God invest the Holy Spirit in you just so you could sit and wait? If God had nothing for you to do on the earth, why doesn't he just take you to heaven tomorrow morning and be done with it?
Yes.
No, listen, the very fact, as long as you have breath, you have a purpose for God and a race to run and mountains to conquer for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Don't fall into this trap. Don't fall into this haze of, well, I'm just going to wait for Jesus to come get me, so I'm going to do nothing until he comes. No, no, no. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
That's
and
right.
Faith is active. Faith is conquering. Faith is always on the move. You have to be moving if you want to move with the Holy Spirit in these last days.
Amen. Come on, there's passion behind those words, Pastor. You know, we have to have faith.
Sunday, I preached a message on procrastination.
That's right.
And you know, a lot of people fall into that gap where they think, well, I'll do it later, or I'll do it next week, or I'll do it at another time, or I'll do it, you know, I'm too old, or I'm
not
too
qualified,
don't have enough money, or whatever. And I tell you what he is talking about, Dr. James, what you're talking about is people just sitting on the side waiting for, you know, life to get over with. And that was one of the biggest tricks of the devil, is letting time get away from you. And all of a sudden you look back and years have gone by and you have not done what God called you to do. It's time for you to do what God called you to do, because I tell you, the church is going to rise up. And he's only coming for those that are faithful and those that are waiting and watching for the kingdom of God.
Yes, that's right. Amen. You know, Pastor, if someone has fallen into maybe like a, you know, a spirit of procrastination where they just feel like they're, you know, sluggish, how does someone break that?
Oh, my. Get up and get on their knees. Start praying. Yes. Hear from God. Listen to what God tells you and do it. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. And I tell you what, a lot of people just hear the word and they're like, yeah, I agree with that. But then they just walk away and they let it go. Mm-hmm. But you got to be a doer of the word. Yes. You got to be active in your practice of your faith, where you're going, Amen. What you're doing. And whenever you see something you don't agree with, you need to pray about it. Get on your knees, start praying. And I'm telling you what, God will show up and he'll change things. And I tell you, that spirit of procrastination is probably in most churches. Mm. Because a lot of churches, even pastors, I talk to pastors all the time. And they'll tell me, well, God told me to do this and this, and we just haven't had the money, or we haven't had the time, or we don't have the congregation, or we don't. Well, the reason you don't is because you're not moving. And I like what Pastor Jim said. Go out and dig a hole.
That's right.
Hey, I tell you what, he didn't have the money or the time, but he dug a hole. And I tell you, God provided. And he got that from Oral Robertson. Look at what Oral Roberts did. I'm telling you what, he built a whole campus and one step at a time. And by faith doing that, stepping out and believing God for the things that are unseen, God would take care of the things that will be seen.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, Ricky, it's so amazing. I love Pastor Joe. You teach so many practical principles that are biblical. One of the things, you know, I'm in my stage right now where I have children, and we have children all over the place. So we're always training up our children. But here's what I love. It's as simple. So many times we look at our faith and we make things so complicated.
Right.
We make God's principles so complicated. We think that it's so far out of reach on preaching the gospel, helping others, saving souls. But one of the things that I love is I have instilled in my children that when they see someone who they believe needs prayer, then they go up to them.
Oh,
so I can't tell you how many times I'll be in such a rush, and Natalie and Kate, those two are always, they're 6 years old, cousins, years old. You know what they do? They stop. We'll be in the middle of a game. They stop and say, Mom, this happened the other day. They saw a woman sitting there with an oxygen tank. And they said, Mom, wait. In the middle of all this chaos in the gym, they stopped and said, wait, she needs prayer, Mom.
Wow.
And so they asked, they said, can we go pray for her? So now here I am. I'm stopping, and I have to go over there, and I say, these are my two little girls, Natalie and Kate. They would like to pray for you. See, sometimes it's as simple as that.
Absolutely.
And when you begin to instill that into your children, they will keep you accountable.
Yes.
Because there have been times where we are walking around in a world, there's a world that's hurting.
Yeah.
There's a world, believers and non-believers. I cannot tell you how many times I come upon just having conversations, even with believers who are struggling. You're enduring through a difficult time. You have pressures. It's the pressure of the ages that we're all undergoing. But I want to encourage you today that Jesus is your source. He's Amen. The source. He's our peace.
Yes.
He's the one who brings clarity into situations. He's the one who gives us wisdom. He heals. And so as you're going through this day, I just pray that even as we've been ministering on this show today, you know, sometimes we make the things of God so complicated, but I believe that God is bringing just that childlike faith back to the body of Christ, because this is the harvest time. This is the time, but the harvest can only be reached by us getting outside and going That's into good. The world and ministering, getting outside of our comfort zones. Be like a Natalie and Kate who stop you in their tracks and say, we see a need, Mom. We see that someone needs a touch from the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you. There's something that every single one of us, we can begin to minister, to reach people. We can show them the love of Jesus. And so that's just an encouragement. You're not, no matter how old you are, you could be 6-year-old or you can be an 80-year-old. God still has a plan for you.
Amen. That's right. We need more laborers in the field. You know, this goes to the question, Dr. James, in these last days that we're living in, we're seeing truly, you can open your door, Pastor John. I feel like we're living in crazy times. This is the most simple way to put it. But how do we increase the anointing for these days that we're living in?
Well, again, the anointing and the Holy Spirit are synonymous. In other words, you couldn't have the Holy Spirit without being anointed. You couldn't be anointed without having the Holy Spirit. Those are synonymous terms. Now, as believers, we already have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. So the issue is not saying, God, I want more of the Holy Spirit. Really, and I understand when people say that, but really the issue is, God, help me learn to yield to hear to obey, to step out into the things of the Spirit. So I think the times and seasons that you and I live in require that we tune our hearing away from what the world wants us to listen to, away from what society and culture and everything wants us to listen to, but to tune our ears to what the Spirit is saying to the churches today.
Amen.
And that is going to be prayer. Yeah. And that is going to be prayer and witnessing, by the way.
Amen. Amen. That's right. They go hand in hand. We must be activated as the church, friend. If you are a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven, friend, we must be activated. Our faith is great for ourselves, but Pastor Joe, we can edify others.
Yes.
We can continue to edify the faith of other Amen. People as well. You know, I am a big proponent that it is time for this generation. And when I say generation, I'm not talking about an age group, friend. I'm talking about anyone who's alive on the earth right now. We need to be emboldened as believers to say, I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be shy. And I'm not going to cower from the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Stand
That's right.
Up for it. Amen.
We have to stand up. And we need strong men back in our churches. We need strong men back in our
Sunday
leadership.
About how Paul went through all the persecution and all the early church went through the persecution.
That's right.
But you know what? They didn't change. They stayed their course.
That's right.
And we got to stay our course.
That's right. It's time to stay our course. I believe it's absolutely vital for us, like I said, as the body of Christ, to be the lighthouse and to be the example. You know, whether you like it or not, we can look around the world, and the world truly does look to the church as an example.
Yes.
We are the lighthouse for the world. There's a reason that they will continue to look at us. And, we are seeing a decline in how men act over the last couple of generations. They're no longer acting like men anymore. They're no longer taking the strongholds down spiritually in their families, emotionally, financially. They're no longer tackling those issues. Pastor, how do we raise strong men in America again?
Get back on our face before God.
Amen.
And take the authority that God has given us. And He gave us that authority. We just need to get it back on target. If we get back to God, it will change everything. I believe God starts with the fathers in the home. I really believe that. I think that that's an important part. And we've even talked about that. You know, we might do it again on Father's Day. But I tell you what, when a dad gets saved and he becomes the leader of the home, 90% of his family will follow that direction.
Wow.
Where if a wife gets saved and goes into it, and I'm not coming against the women, but it's not that kind of effect. It's like 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the right percentage, but it was way off. It was crazy. And I was like, you got to be kidding. But I tell you why, because God instituted the house and He put the father in charge. And I tell you, that's important for the father to
Amen.
Take the leadership.
That's right. I know you believe
be
that
able
too.
To pray and hear from God.
Amen.
And a father should be. And I tell you what, you was talking about your kids praying. They believe that prayer will change that person.
Yes.
They believe and they've seen the power of prayer and they wouldn't even ask you to pray if they didn't believe
Amen.
That. And I tell you the simplicity of that. And God honors the faith of a child because a child believes. And whenever you start praying with a kid, I tell you what, we had a little boy one time. We had a lady that was going to have back surgery. and in the altar call, and they would pray. And then this lady jumps up and started screaming, and she was healed. She was healed in the middle of service. A 9-year-old boy was over there laying his hands on her.
Wow.
She thought it was the evangelist. It wasn't the evangelist. It was a 9-year-old
yes.
kid.
Amen.
And he was praying for her, and God healed her.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God does
Praise
it.
God
Amen. Does it.
Well, listen, Ricky, I'm over here. We just have a minute left of our broadcast today. But today we've been talking about those who are standing with the Voice of the Prophets Network here through the PTL Television Network. You know, and one of the ways, of course, by giving your donations, by becoming a monthly partner.
Yes.
But one thing that our dad, Pastor Jim Baker, you know him, he always wants to give back. He always wants, when you give to this ministry to help us to continue to bring the Voice of the Prophets, he's always talking to us and saying, what can we do to help those who tune in? What can we do to help them with their preparedness, with their health and wellness, their spiritual growth? And so today we are honoring Father's Day. We just have a few days you can order through our affiliates for your Father's Day gifts. And we just set up a display here to say these are incredible products that you can order today by going to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Or you can call our toll-free number. It's 1-888-988-158. And Pastor, I wanted to show you guys, we haven't had a chance to really show you. This is one of our brand new affiliates.
Let me hold it up.
This is Steadfast American. They are creating incredible t-shirts for our ministry.
Yes.
This is I Stand With Israel t-shirt. And I wanted to show a few. These are the faith t-shirts. I'm going to go through them really quickly. And this right here, this is Israel Defense Force. This is available on our website. Now, men, this is my favorite. This is the message to all men. Stand up, America. Save your country.
Amen.
This is available right now on our website. Of course, I love this one. They just added this. Pray for America. All these t-shirts are available through Steadfast American on our website. You can also call the toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. We have Seychelles Water Filtration. We have the preparedness food, the Grid Down Chow Down, up to 15-year raw beef that you can rehydrate. My Pillow
Amen.
Products that you can help support Mike Lindell and his work that he's doing
yes.
to help save America. Of course, the list goes on. There's Pastor Jim's coffee is available too. And so we want to thank you. But remember, anytime that you shop with us through the affiliates on our website, if you haven't had a chance, go check out the entire catalog. There's generators, there's Faraday for EMP protection. The list goes on and on. This is a way that anytime you give, of course, through your donations, but also if there's items that you feel, hey, this will help my family, we want to make them available for you. You can go to our website, check it all out there, shop our affiliates, or call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
That's right. You stand with us as we continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Amen.
Like Marcella said, that number is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can go to jimbakershow.com and check out all the different affiliates we have. Father's Day is coming up, and this is a great way you can bless our ministry, but we also get to support other Christian businesses as well. Dr. James Tan, we want to thank you for being on our broadcast with us today. We look forward to having you back soon.
I love you all. I love you all. I love you all.
God bless you. Get
you.
Trained, get equipped, and get sent, friend. It's time that we evangelize to the world. Time is short. We are living in the end times, but remember this because it's crucial that God loves you.
Amen.
He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye
Amen.
For today. Pastor, thanks for being on with us.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.